Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and I am so sorry that my voice sounds like this, but it's the wonderful weather that we are having here in Philadelphia. Welcome to Hand and Footprints. I am your host, Miss Ricky R. Jones, and you could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here, and I'm so glad that you're here. And again, like I said, please accept my apologies for my wonderful voice, excuse me, but it has been the crazy, wonderful weather here in Philadelphia. It has been warm. It has been windy. Today is going to be really, really chilly. But, hey, we are together for the next 30 minutes talking about supporting our businesses. And I'm so glad. Those of you who this is your first time being on air with us, thank you so much. I promise I don't sound like this all the time. I don't sound like I've been sucking on a frog all the time, but but we're thankful for you guys to be here. For those of you who are constant supporters of Hand and Footprint, as always, guys, we are so appreciative for you guys being here. November is support a small business, whether it's like last week, our cupcake fanciers of Sinful Bliss, today's guest, which we're going to get into in a few minutes, and the rest of the guests that we have on for the rest of the month. The money that you spend, the time that you take to go either online or you go into a shop or if you go into, you know, just into the local, if you go to a stand, the money that you spend in your neighborhood, in and around your area, really means a great deal. It really means a lot. And definitely in this age of, you know, oh, well, you know, we got to do Black Friday and we got to do this and we got to do that. You know, it is nice to be able to support your own because at least you know where the money is going. So while we're doing support small business, and even though we're highlighting different businesses for November, you guys really should do this all year round. Support those small businesses because that creates jobs. It creates and it showcases talents, and it puts that money right back where it belongs in the community. So that's me on my soapbox, supporting small business. Make sure that you guys just do that this month, every month. And we're going to get into, let me tell you about today's guest. So this lady, this young lady, and in this day of technology and things that we can get on, you know, we're moving away from paper things like books, magazines, everything, you know, newspapers, everything is online. And it takes a lot to be able to capture someone's attention, you know, because we're in this fast-paced world. And if someone doesn't catch your attention or if there's not a voice out there for you to be able to read, you know, you lose it. And with this young lady, she's created a wonderful magazine that speaks to beauty and fashion, but in a whole different way. And what I mean in a different way, meaning she speaks to those of us who are in our natural beauty. And you're like, well, okay, what is natural beauty? Well, I'm going to let her tell you about it. But let me tell you about Aziza Nubia. She is a co-founder and owner of Natural Woman LLC, which is an online media company that publishes Natural Woman magazine. Aziza is also the host of Natural Woman Fashion Show and the new online talk show, The Chat. Of course, she is a wonderful mother of five beautiful children, Joseph, Andrea, Roy, Zion, and Xavion. She's been blessed with the gift of prophecy, and Aziza is an ordained reverend with the Universal Life Ministries, where she uses her spiritual gifts of clairvoyance and prophecy to help guide her clients into creating a better life for them. Her life changed drastically in 2008, plagued with being a diabetic, having high blood pressure, and weighing in at 237 pounds, all before the age of 22. With the news of her declining health, Aziza made a life-changing decision to live naturally. Adopting new healthy food habits, studying the use of natural herbs and holistic living, Aziza had lost over 60 pounds and was given a clean bill of health. Another life-changing moment for Aziza was the birth of her twin boys, Zion and Xavion. This was a natural, pain-free, God bless you, birth experience opened Aziza's eyes to how pleasurable and empowering birth can be. This new experience led Aziza down a path of starting the Natural Woman magazine. Her purpose for Natural Woman magazine is to promote, empower, and inspire our readers, especially women, to live a more abundant, healthy lifestyle while serving as a platform for natural hair movement and and a more eco-friendly world. The editorial elements in each issue provide current and new health-conscious women with the tools necessary to live a healthier lifestyle while taking care of our environment. Within her first year of starting Natural Woman magazine, Aziza helped this magazine reach 32 countries, 49 U.S. cities, and received a nomination for Magazine of the Year at the 2014 SEA Awards. This woman is absolutely fantastic, and I'm going to let her tell the rest of her bio because she gives a voice, and I mean when I say give a voice because that's really what it's all about, giving the voice to the voiceless, so to speak. A lot of us want to live natural. A lot of us want to understand the process, but it's like, oh, God, it's like a life change. Oh, God, it's like this, it's like that. I'm going to have to give up so many different things, and it really is exactly that natural. So good morning, Aziza. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on. And again, like I said, guys, I apologize for my voice because I am naturally trying to sit here and drink my tea and try to restore it. But thank you so much for coming on and being that voice for women to really live healthy and live naturally.
Well, thank you for having me a part of your platform. You know, it's just, you know, everybody has a purpose. And for why we're here, something that we have to give back to each other. And I know this is mine, you know, just doing my small part in this big, big, wonderful story that we are living on this planet as, you know, one people.
So besides, okay, so let's get into this whole natural movement because we hear so much about it on, you know, we see it and especially for our community. You know, mm-hmm. we already have to deal with the mentality of our history.
Yeah.
We already have to deal with that. And then you're talking about natural, when a lot of us are still used to eating, drinking, wearing, having chemical, all kind of things that we have been conditioned and prone to. How does that, you know, how do you get us to move to that? Like, how do you, the understanding of natural, I guess that's basically what I'm trying to get people to understand, the whole idea of natural living and naturally living healthy.
Well, the first thing that, you know, and this is a quote that came to me when I was cooking in the kitchen right in the early days of Natural Woman magazine, and it was, you have to love yourself, you have to love your life enough to love yourself. If you are grateful every day for being a part of existence, for being able to live and breathe because everybody wakes up and, you know, someone didn't wake up that night. If you're grateful for the life, if you love your children, if you love the moments that make you feel really good, you have to be healthy. You have to be, you know, you have to be a certain kind of way to be able to attain that kind of enjoyment, fulfillment out of life. And just through my journey, you know, being healthy, being in tune spiritually with your ancestors, knowing who you are, self-love, which is so important for our community, those are the steps that are needed for each one of us to be able to live this happy, abundant, joyful life. And so my whole way of getting people to want to start living natural is, like, it's about living healthy. It's not about being a certain kind of way. Or you know, you have to be black pro power. You have to be a light worker. It's just about being happy, being naturally your natural divine self, and you being happy with that. Because when you're at that state, you are open to so many possibilities and gifts, and you're given the opportunity to make your life beautiful and make your life better. And that's why we're here. We spend so much time creating some nonsense because we're living unnaturally. You know, we create so much dysfunction because that's unnatural to us. But when we learn how to just really be natural, we'll start to have the life that we truly desire. And so that's what I tell people. That's what the natural game is all about.
And it's crazy because, and you talk about the dysfunctionality that we live in. We lived in it so much that it seems like it's very functional. So when you come along and talk about, oh, live natural, people look at you like, what? Like,
yeah.
And I'm glad you're doing it. And I mean, you know, you say that because of your health, that kind of pushed you to start reevaluating living healthy. So my next question for you, Azizi, is this. All right, so you decided I have to get control of my weight. I have to get control of this label that they put on me, the diagnosis that they put on me. When you started going and started deciding how to live healthy, did you come up to some resistance to that?
I did, especially when it came to, like, not eating certain foods like pork or beef, you know. I would have, a lot of people saying, oh, you're forgetting your roots or where you come from. You grew up on this. This isn't bad. And I'm like, we forgot our roots and where we came from, and that's why we're eating this stuff. You know, because my biggest fear during that time was being a diabetic. That runs so heavy on both sides of my family. And I grew up seeing people having to take insulin shots. I was terrified of that. And when I found out I had it and I was pregnant at the time, I lost it, you know, because I had a rough pregnancy with my daughter. I would have seizures where I would pass out and nobody could figure out why. So I had to be on bed rest for 6 months of the whole pregnancy because I would just get dizzy and pass out, and they couldn't understand why until I had my daughter and I was a diabetic. And so that was my wake-up call. And I was only 22 at the time, and I said, where will I be when she is 5 if I'm like this?
Right.
And that was my wake-up call. And that's what changed it. So, yes, I have resistance. You're always going to have resistance because it's kind of like you're changing yourself, you know. And with those layers, that's where the resistance comes from when, you know, on the external environment, dealing with the people around you. And I lost a lot of friends. You're always going to lose some people, but you gain new things, you know. So
now talk about the development of the magazine, because you could have just said, all right, I'm going to live healthy, and that's just going to be me. The family's going to live healthy, and maybe I'll tell people about it. But to have the courage going to the magazine, you know, to move this to print, to move this to online, to actually start to share it with people, how did that process go about?
Okay, well, it's so crazy. When I was in the 10th grade, I moved back to Cincinnati from Tennessee, and during high school, I had to take one extra class, you know, to get like an elective. And I told my counselor, I said, just pick whatever, I don't care. And he put me in desktop publishing. And I need people to know this because this is so powerful in how our purpose is already in the line for us. So he put me in desktop publishing. And desktop publishing is all about putting, you know, stuff together, flyers together, kind of like the beginning of graphic designing. But we used to put flyers and books and pamphlets and brochures together. So I'm learning all this in the 10th grade. And when I was a senior in high school, my English teacher suggested I join a school newspaper. And I was like, okay, I just came on as a writer. The team was already established. But in that process, I ended up becoming editor-in-chief of my school newspaper. And so I already had just a gift in that field of putting publications together. And in that position, I would always talk about things about culture, about our people that related to Black people. And so the process of the magazine, just journeying through my health issues, learning about health, learning how to be natural for myself so I can live naturally. When I had my twin sons back in 2012, I had this epiphany that, what if I started a magazine to help women, just like everything as far as health, fashion, just a platform, because magazines and the things that we read, newspapers, media, that's so powerful to get the message across. And especially, and I felt with this aha moment, I had this message, like I had this vision of getting this information out to women. And me and my best friend, Tamara Overton, we sat down at her mother's dining room table, And we just wrote this vision of what Natural Woman Magazine was going to be about. It would be like a community space, even if it is online, a place where all women can come to and have that tool to help them be natural and to live naturally and know that how to live naturally. Because some people think living naturally is about, you know, eating natural foods, not putting stuff in your hair, not putting makeup on, you know, not going out and having fun. And that's not really what it is about. You're supposed to have fun. But we have to understand why we naturally do the things that we do. And so just through that process, it was like kind of get like given. Like I was set up to even do this. Like my whole life lined up to start the magazine, even from that 10th grade experience of my counselor saying, just go to desktop publishing. Didn't have no idea why, so I already had the gift to be able to put a magazine together. I knew how to do it. I had the content. And we just did it. Nobody told us not to do it. We worked on it for a whole year before we shared it with people, and it started catching wind. Thank God for social media, because that helped us get the Natural Woman movement about, and it has grown into something that I'm glad that it's helping people when I hear people read it, because that's what it was created for, to be a tool to help people live naturally, especially women, because I believe if you teach a woman, you teach a nation. You know, me having that positive experience for my sons, I was able to birth them in an environment of peace and love. That is the epiphany. When I gave birth to my twin boys, they were not born in an energy of pain or me scared or afraid or thinking. Because when we're pregnant and giving birth, we have all these crazy fears going through our head. And we don't even realize that our babies are being born in that energy vibration. That's what we're setting them off at. And with that experience, we had such a powerful experience, me and the boys, birthing, that I felt like I set them off on a better vibrational level in their life. Basically, they were born into love, and they knew I wanted them. They knew I wasn't afraid. I prepared for them, and that is what changed it. If you teach women these things, because we birth babies, the way we think, we teach our children. You know, men come to us. You know, we can change our planet.
And right there is a whole mouthful, because people don't realize the energy that we put into things, whether it's positive or negative. It really, the energy that you do put into things really makes it what it's going to be. And the fact that we have our family, we put so much into our families, we put so much into our, well, a lot of times we don't put into ourselves. And that's one of the things that I loved about you, and I do love about your magazine, is that you, and it's not like, it makes it easy for women to make the different transitions, because you know how a lot of times magazines and media, period, tell women, oh, well, you have to make this change and you got to do it today, or you have to do this and you have to do it right now. And everything is not for everybody. But what I love about your magazine is that you say, hey, feel as though this fits, because it can fit. These are the ways that you can do it. And it's not the constant barrage of shoving it down someone's throat, you know what I mean? And it really is comforting. It's like really talking to a girlfriend. That when I read it, it's like really talking to a girlfriend, or the conversations that you have with your sisters or with your mother, you know, or in the group women settings that you have. But what I also like too is not just some of the things that you put on it is not just for the women. You know, the gentlemen can learn some things too, in interacting with the ladies in their life, because it's like sometimes we get kind of segregated. Oh, this is for the women, this is for the men. It really is about a natural existence, period. And I thank you so very much for that. I really do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So those of you who are just tuning in, welcome. I apologize for my voice. I really do. I was going to reschedule, but something said no. Everybody will get over the fact that you sound like Kermit the Frog. I really wanted to put you on because I really wanted to have your voice and for you to tell people that living naturally is fantastic and they can read the magazine and everything else. So if you guys are just tuning in, welcome to Hannah Footprints. No, this is Ricky Jones. It's not, you know, Richard Jones. You do have me. But we're on. with the editor-in-chief, co-editor-in-chief, Aziza Nubia. The magazine is Natural Woman Magazine. And tell the folks how they can have the privilege in getting to read your magazine and not only just that, interact with you and your partner, and how they can hear your show.
Okay, well, the way you get to everything about the magazine is by visiting our website at www.asknaturalwoman.com. We actually have a new issue that is dropping tomorrow, so if you subscribe online, you subscribe online, you get a free online subscription, and it allows you to access the magazine. And if you wanted to purchase a print copy and start a subscription to have them mailed to your home, you can do that as well once you online and subscribe. We also, on the website, we have a Natural Woman web store, and that's a community marketplace where different women, different business owners use the Natural Woman platform to help sell their products. We have an online catalog, and there are all kinds of different products, from clothes to shoes to natural stuff to soap to services, just a convenient marketplace that you know is safe, where you can get natural products. You know, you don't have to worry about any chemicals or anything harsh. We also have something really big coming up, and it's kind of like a spin-off the chat. Back last year, we started an online web series called The Chat. And it was Natural Talk for Natural Woman, and it's kind of like a video version of what Natural Woman Magazine is about. But we have halted production in the chat because we have been working on a documentary film entitled I Am Beauty that will release in the spring of 2016. And it is a film just basically it's a film about us questioning the current standards of beauty and why we do the things that we do. Everybody wants to say, you know, what is natural? Do you have natural hair? Does that mean you can't wear weave if it's natural, or we can't wear makeup because it's this? But everything from, you know, extensions to makeup, all of that comes from African beauty. We wrote the book of beauty. So how is it that the standards of beauty do not accept us? And why is society kind of just making it hard for Black women to be beautiful? And so we are working on that film, and it's kind of like a reintroduction into what the whole chat movement is about. So you can find all of that information at our website. You can follow me and the magazine on social media, Natural Woman Magazine on Facebook, Natural Woman 3 on Twitter, and Ask Natural Woman on Instagram. You can follow me, Aziza Nubia, on any social media platform. Just Google it and you'll find me. And we are in partnership with the Natural Hair Care Expo, so I do attend a lot of those expos that tour around the country, and a lot of people get to see me live at certain places too. So that's pretty much where you can find information about me. My co-owner, Tamara Overton, she is still very much a part of the company, but just not as active as I am. So the best way to either reach her or myself would be just emailing, going to the website, sending a message, and then it gets to the right person.
And don't worry, guys, if you missed all of that, one, the show will be archived. Two, we're going to send out the link after the show is over. Three, she's going to put this information on the Hannah Footprints page on Facebook. So you will definitely be able to get it. I have a question from one of our listeners, and she writes in. She writes different pieces about natural beauty, specifically dealing with natural hair and using different products, or, you know, the whole transition, because a lot of us have to, it's a transition. I know for me with my locks, I love telling the story. My best friend said, oh, you should get locks. And I looked at them like, yeah, right. You know, like whatever, like locks, that we don't do that. You know, I was raised a certain kind of way. We not doing that. And they said, no, you really should do it. It's really, you know, it's really natural. And you'll look great in it. And it was so funny because I started thinking, I don't know what made me start thinking about it, but I started thinking about it. And I love my loctician to death. I love the experience. So when people ask me, oh, will you get your hair done, da, 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 and how much, and, you know, the whole, you know, everything that they ask you about going natural. And I said, it's the best liberating experience that I have ever had. And I don't miss, I don't knock anybody who still goes and gets the texture. I don't knock any of that, because I used to pat my weave and pat my head too when it was time for a touch up. So I don't knock anybody for that. But I tell you, I don't miss it. I really don't miss it. So the question was that they write pieces about the transition, you know, going from one type of way with your hair to the next. And they wanted to know how could they go about, if they could go about submitting their pieces to you, you know, to be put into the magazine, or, you know, how when you go into the magazines and you see different published pieces by other people, by other authors, or be able to be a correspondent, the person is basically asking if they wanted to kind of share their, what they write, how could they go about doing that?
Oh, that is simple. You can just simply send us your publication to our email at asnaturalwoman@gmail.com. You can send it through there, or you can also just go to our website under the Contact Me tab and, you know, just copy and paste your article on there. We also have a Writer Central on our website, and you can just simply publish your own article there, and it will get to us, and we will, you know, that's just different ways where we can just read different articles and people can send them to us. So just email the website, Contact Us page, and Writer Central on the website.
All right. And we have another, excuse me, we have another question. The question is, and this is from a couple of our business folks who have been listening in. The question is, as an entrepreneur, what have you found to be the easiest and the hardest in doing what you do?
I would say the easiest, and that's a crazy question, the easiest thing for me to do is to keep doing what I'm doing it because I love it so much. That is the core, and that is the drive, because being an entrepreneur, it is hard because you're building everything from nothing. You know, and especially for me, I'm building literally everything from nothing. On top of raising my children, I just had a divorce last year, and I'm still able to maintain. So it's the easiest thing is to continue to love what it is you're doing, to always remember why you started it, because that's going to give you that life to keep doing it until you get to that level where you see the fruits of your labor. The hardest part is just the expansion, the growth, just continuing to grow and maintain. That's been my experience, just being able to grow and to maintain and always going to the next level. I'm the person where I do not like to stay consistent. I don't like to stay at a certain level. I like to keep excelling all the time until I reach the top. So that would be my answer to that question.
Well, that is a good segue into the question that I have for you as we get ready to wrap it up.
Okay.
Where do we want to go with Natural Woman Magazine? What does Aziza want to do next?
Well, I would say Natural, and I have a plan, trust me. Natural Woman Magazine was the stepping stone. Like I said before, in the beginning when my teacher put me, or my counselor put me in that class, I didn't know what I was doing. And the more I went to following that path, the more I guess the more of the reason why I'm here unfolds, and I'm able to see what I'm supposed to do here. So Natural Woman Magazine is just a platform for a new image for our people. So everything dealing with our image, how we see ourselves in the entertainment industry, period, from movies to films to publications to books to stories, you know, that is Natural Woman's future, you know. Be prepared to see movies coming pretty soon.
All right. You all heard that.
Helping.
Spend
your money,
see a movie with people that look like you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most important thing, and that's the one thing we do not control, and that is the very, you know, very, very reason why we're in the condition that we're in. We have to be able to control our own images and do it ourselves without anyone else telling us how to do it.
And hello. Amen. Well, Aziza, I thank you so much. Remind people how they can get a hold of the magazine, and please remind us too, when do we need to look for the documentary?
Yes, the documentary drops the spring 2016. We do not have a concrete date yet, but it will definitely be in the spring, and it's going to have some big names a part of it. So I'm just really excited to just share this piece and be a voice for natural women everywhere. And men, natural men and women.
That's right, natural. Now, I'm going to ask this now. When you do get a concrete date, I would love for you to come on and tell us all about it. I would love to be able to put that out there and have a better voice than I did today. And
well,
be able to hear people. And so I'm so glad. I thank you so much, so very much for being on. Folks, there's so much out here that we can take our money and we can support, and that's fine. But again, it goes back to take care of home first before you take care of any place else. And home can be your neighborhood. Home can be with your own, how do I want to word it politically correctly? Like my father used to say, of your own elk, all right? And you can determine whatever your own elk is. I'll leave it at that. But I know that's what my father used to say. Thank you, Aziza, for being on. We have a whole month, guys, of supporting business, but please go beyond the month and support businesses that reflect your values, reflect your vision, reflect what you see in the mirror, what you see in your house. That's all I'm saying. Just go out there and support them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Make sure that you check out the Hannah Footprints the Hannah Footprints page on Facebook, because she's going to post again how you guys can get a hold of her, how you guys can do your subscriptions for your magazines. Those of you who want to give gifts, especially if those of you who are celebrating Kwanzaa, hello. Cooperative economics, hello. Hello out there. Yeah. This is a great way to do that. Can I get an amen? Amen. I'm going to get off my soapbox. I'm going to tell you guys, have a fabulous Saturday. Have a wonderful rest of the month. We'll see you guys next week with another business. Aziza, thank you so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the blessings that you share with us. Thank you for being on with me. We'll see you in the spring. Guys, have a fantastic afternoon. We'll see you on the flip side.